1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the criminal penalties for those using artificial intelligence to harass or scam people. The proposed bill was introduced by State Senator Sarah Kieski. It would make it a misdemeanor to create and post AI deepfakes to harass people and a felony to use deepfakes to defraud someone of money. As the capabilities of artificial intelligence have grown over the years, it has become much easier for scammers to use the technology to impersonate well-known figures or even family members to trick their victims. AI experts are encouraging people to improve the security of their own devices and login information by using two-factor authentication whenever possible, or even by coming up with a code word for friends and families in emergencies. They should also speak with their older family members about what AI is capable of and what scams they may be targeted with. An executive order issued by President Donald Trump last month also seeks to standardize AI regulations across the country, which could limit Wisconsin's ability to implement its own regulations and protections. As proposed data center projects become more common across Wisconsin, State Senator Romaine Quinn has introduced legislation seeking to protect residents from bearing the financial and environmental brunt of increased water and electricity demand. According to a press release, the proposed bill would prohibit energy costs for data centers from being passed on to other customers, require renewable energy sources used to power the facilities be located at the site, and require the water used for cooling the facilities to be recycled. In addition to those financial and environmental protections for residents, the legislation would require data centers to submit an annual report on their water usage and file a bond or security sufficient to cover the cost of any required reclamation. If a proposed data center project falls through, the owner of the property would also be required to restore the land to its original condition from before development began. In a statement, State Senator Quinn says data centers represent an opportunity for economic development in the state, but it should not come at the expense of ratepayers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. That's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
It's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Our high today, right around 41. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely in the afternoon. We could get up to a quarter inch or so. Our high tomorrow, again, 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.